Barhead, fellow hockey players from across the region came together to help the family of a fallen brethren at the Bourgeois Memorial Hockey Tournament. The two-day tournament raised an estimated $25,000 for his widow, Vanessa, and their two daughters, Nova and Stella. Nova is now 3, and Stella is 6. Nick passed away due to a tragic workplace accident in December 2022 at 31 years old. The tournament, which just completed its third year, is organized by Nick's brother Steve and a longtime friend of Bourgeois, Nolan Gibbons, and featured 20 teams, up 4 from last year. The difference, Nolan said, was the addition of a new women's division. The tournament has grown every year, Nolan said, adding the first year of the tournament had 12 teams and only one division. There were 16 teams in its second, allowing them to create two divisions, a competitive stream and a recreation stream. Nolan said they patterned the tournament after the beer league tournament they had been playing with Nick, the Beer Hogs. The Bear Hogs always played out of Fort Assiniboine. That's why when we decided to have a tournament honoring Nick, we knew we wanted to have it in Fort Assiniboine, he said. Gibbons added that, in addition to growing the tournament, he said they are constantly adding new features to bring Nick's personality to the event. Nick was a wrestling fan, so we thought it would be fun if we created a belt that we could also give out, he said, adding the belt included one of his favorite sayings. If you don't live for something, you'll die for nothing, he had it tattooed on his chest, Gibbons said. In a 2024 interview with the Barhead Leader, Steve said a hockey tournament was the natural choice for a fundraiser. Nick loved hockey, Steve said, adding it was the only sport the two siblings played growing up on their Barhead area farm. Steve noted that his brother was not only a passionate and devoted hockey player, but he was also a talented one. Nick started his minor hockey in Barhead, but as he advanced to the AAA level, he completed his under-18 minor hockey career in Spruce Grove and Leduc system before making the jump to Junior A and the Alberta Junior Hockey League, AJHL, where he played 3 seasons with the Olds Grizzlies and 2 seasons with the Spruce Grove Saints. Gibbons noted that one of Nick's favorite hockey memories was being part of the AJHL 2010 championship team with the Saints. Following Nick's junior career, he moved on to play in the NCHL, where in his first season, he was voted to the league's first All-Star team and was named the league's most valuable player. However, Steve said after playing a dozen years of competitive hockey, Nick needed to devote more time to his wife and his young family. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.